friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Dana Carvey opens up to David Spade about the pain of losing his son, Dex, to an overdose. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Julia Provost. Months after Dana Carvey tragically lost his son, Dex, to an accidental overdose, he returned to work on his podcast, Fly on the Wall. And there he opened up to his co-host, fellow comedian David Spade, about the grief he and his family are navigating after their devastating loss. Many may remember comedian Dana Carvey from his time on the late-night comedy show Saturday Night Live. He made millions laugh with his impersonation of George W. Bush and skits like Wayne's World and Hans and Franz. But perhaps his most memorable character came from Church Chat with the Church Lady. The Church Lady from Saturday Night Live is a character Dana Carvey came up with himself. Before the comedian brought her to life on SNL, the Church Lady started as a bit he would do during his time as a stand-up comic. The character originated from Dana's experience growing up in the church. Remember when your family would miss church for a couple Sundays, and then you'd show up, sort of embarrassed, and have to make an excuse? He explained during an interview with David Letterman. The Church Ladies would be there. They were the people that just never left the church. They were waiting out in front, like they've always lived there. Sadly, we've likely all experienced a judgmental attitude from a believer at some point. While God is full of mercy and grace, humans are flawed and fallible, and sometimes we can forget that God hasn't asked us to play judge and jury. It is relatability that made the Church Lady such a success. The character's popularity surprised even Dana Carvey. "I'm still shocked the character got so popular," he said. "But I guess everyone knows a church lady." Since his time on SNL, Dana Carvey and his wife have raised two sons, Dex and Thomas. And no matter how old they may be, it will never feel right for a parent to outlive their child. Dana Carvey and his wife experienced every parent's worst nightmare in November 2023 when they received a call noting them of their son Dex's death. "Last night, we suffered a terrible tragedy," the family announced in a statement on social media. "Our beloved son, Dex, died of an accidental drug overdose. He was 32 years old. Grief is never an easy thing, and going through it in the public eye can only make it more difficult. So when Dana Carvey returned to work, he tackled head-on the subject of losing his son, Dex. You probably know about my family's loss," Dana said to listeners in his first episode back on Fly on the Wall. And he later went on to address his decision to return to work amid such a difficult time. "I decided to come back to the podcast because I think, you know, it's a long day when you're not working and you get in your head. And I think it's going to be a great break. And I think it's really cool to laugh," he explained. Dana Carvey explained that the loss of Dex is something he, his wife, and his younger son Thomas are working through together by continuing to push forward. "We're all together," he said. "We do a lot of fun things. We hike, go to church, just want to make sure, keep moving." In addition to the support of his family, Dana touched on how much the love and encouragement he received from others has meant during their grieving. "The amount of outpouring online and emailing and people I still haven't been able to call back is incredible," he said. Because of the stigma that exists around addiction, Dana Carvey and his family could have chosen to keep the details of Dex's death private. But they've been open about the situation and have encouraged those facing similar struggles to seek help. "To anyone struggling with addiction, or who loves someone struggling with addiction, you are in our hearts and prayers," Dana wrote online. Dana Carvey and his family are showing such courage by sharing Dex's story. "It's not easy to open up about such a painful topic, but in doing so, may it provide comfort and inspiration for others experiencing addiction. If you know someone who is dealing with an addiction or mental health issue, or if you're struggling with yourself, please reach out for help. In the U.S., call 1-800-662-HELP. That's 4357 for the SAMHSA National Helpline. Little girl was in tears after kid called her dumb. But boys' uplifting words for her go viral. written by Mel Johnson, read by Julie Provost. A little girl called dumb on the playground burst into tears, but things took a beautiful turn when another student noticed her distress and gave her the sweetest pep talk. We could all learn a lot from this little boy. By now, I think we've all come to realize the saying, "Sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me," isn't true. Words have power. They can wound us deeply. However, words also have the power to uplift and encourage. And a viral TikTok video shows how, after one child used his words as a weapon, another little boy stepped up to use his in an incredible way. The incident appears to take place on a playground. One little girl is crying because another child called her dumb. From the video, it appears as though an adult has already stepped in to console the little girl, but it's the actions of a fellow classmate that make this moment so powerful. Seeing the girl's distress, a young boy comes over to offer encouragement, and he wisely points out that we shouldn't let others define our self-worth. "Don't listen to that guy they called dumb. Listen to yourself," he tells her. But this thoughtful young man doesn't stop there. He's got more great advice to share. "Just stop talking to people that call you dumb," the boy says. And then he affirms the girl by saying, "Look, you're smart." The boy's words have such a big impact. The little girl originally began crying because of a hurtful insult. But after this little boy's uplifting pep talk, she reaches out to hug him, and you can hear the emotion in her voice is no longer from sadness. "You're such a nice friend," she explains as she hugs him tight. After that, the young man invites her to come and play, and the little girl happily agrees. It's such a touching moment, an incredible example for all of us. Isn't it amazing just how much we can learn from children? When it feels like the world is against us, sometimes all we need is one person to believe in us. Seeing that this little boy speak life is so inspiring. He's a great example of the type of friend we all need in our lives, but also of the kind of friend we need to be to others. Be sure to share this story with others to help restore faith in humanity. Let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for building up, as the need may be, that it may give grace to those who hear. Ephesians 4:29.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.